Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
So yesterday, I'm scrolling through, and I see this report about grocery stores. I know that, certain things that most people don't care about interest me for some reason.
Uh-huh.
But they surveyed and analyzed is probably a better word for it, 3,000 grocery stores across America. Do you realize the second worst in America is right here on Green Valley Boulevard?
I couldn't believe it when you told me.
This King
is,
Supers.
Listen, this country is gigantic with a lot of grocery stores. Really think about this, you guys. It's a gigantic country with millions of grocery stores, and we have the worst one, the second?
I'm going to tell you this. I think this will increase their customers 1,000%. I want to go over there and see how bad it is.
Well, you're weird like that. I don't really want to go over there.
I have no desire to go.
Listen. Do they have bugs on their fruit? I don't know. I need to look at this.
Well, that won't really matter. I found a worm in my celery that was still alive at Whole Foods.
Well, same category.
I posted it.
That was disgusting.
Yeah, that was gross.
Can you believe this? Not only that. Here, you want to hear something even more fascinating? The number two worst out of 3,000 stores in groceries. King Supers, Green Valley, Ranch Boulevard, right? Number three is Kroger in Aurora.
That is so weird.
So two out of the top three worst in America, we have them right here.
I didn't know we actually called any of them Kroger.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
That's what they listed it as, Kroger. I'm sure it's King Super.
Yeah.
It's
right?
Got to be.
I haven't seen an actual Kroger.
No, this is in Aurora. That's number three on the list. We have some crappy stores.
We do have crappy stores. That is weird. I mean, I get, because number one was what?
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Like, I get
Safeway.
That. I get that. That's probably, but man, this just seems odd.
You would think there'd be a worse store in, like, Arkansas, okay?
Yeah.
Or just pick a state.
Right. Arkansas is a good one.
Yeah, Colorado. Well, it's just first thing.
No, it's fine.
Alphabetical. Yeah. It starts with an A.
It's fine.
I get caught up. I could have gone with Arizona,
I guess. I would have gone with Alabama.
Could have been Alabama.
If you're going alphabetically.
It could have been Alabama.
Which would be?
Alabama.
Alabama.
Would
okay,
be ahead
okay,
of that, yeah. Okay, yeah. L before okay, R. Okay. Yeah.
No, I understand that. Thanks. Oh, my God.
Well, you ask.
No, I was
you
going,
ask.
I wasn't asking you that. I was asking if there's another state that is an A, like Alaska or something, that would come first.
I don't know.
It's Alabama, I guess.
Yeah.
It's probably Alabama.
Alabama.
I can't think of all my A states.
You don't want to go over to the
A-hole.
You don't want to go over to the state or the state. You don't want to go over to the store, just check it out to see why it's so disgusting.
I kind of do. You are bored.
If anybody shops at the Green Valley Boulevard, Green Valley Ranch Boulevard, King Supers, text us 303-22-ALICE.
There is someone that
back this
in.
Up. Back this up that it's the most disgusting. Well, second most disgusting store, grocery store in America.
This person says horrible, dirty, disorganized, stinks. The staff stinks. Is not friendly.
It stinks. Even.
Yeah, stinks.
You should go over there and do a live report.
I think I want to.
Or we should, Dan DeRue. Why isn't he over there?
Yeah, with his big stick. Yeah. Yeah, go over there and, you know.
See what's going on.
Touching all the fruit.
Smack on the cantaloupes
or something.
I think
the most boring thing, like as far as being a bored person, like you sound like you are, I've ever done was I was raised in a teeny tiny town of 800 people. So when there would be a fire truck, like any kind of fire truck or anything, my sister and I would jump in the car and we'd follow it, see where it was going.
Yeah. Remember, I did that with a prison bus.
Yeah, what was that story?
Remember, I'm driving home. I'm on C-470 going west, and a prison bus went by. And it was one of those white buses. All the, the windows are all, what is it? The cage look to it.
Yep.
And so it's going down C-470, and you could tell there were people on it. And so I followed it, and it went out to the prison. It went out to the prison on Kipling. And so I followed it all the way to the parking lot where they were going to unload these guys. It was kind of wild.
You were giving them an escort?
I found it curious. I was curious about it, so I followed the bus. And sure enough, it went to Kipling out there to the federal prison. And it was kind of cool.
You should take up knitting or something.
These guys, they get off in shackles around their feet.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange jumpsuits.
It was wild. Yeah. Yeah. I want to go to this grocery store.
Well, I think I'm going to go today.
I'm going to run over there today, I think.
Why don't you create the BJ bus for all the people that wouldn't go over there and look at it?
Oh, yeah, that's
there
a great idea.
Right?
BJ's bus off to the Big King Supers, the crappy one. Can you believe we're number 2 and 3?
Oh,
we suck.
Oh, my God. That
we
would
suck.
Be, yeah.
That's terrible.
That, I mean, like, somebody's, you know, needs to be fired.
Groceries are food.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's a bad look,
yeah,
right?
It is.
Yes,
oh
it
my
is.
God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.